Hello, this is astrologer Shelley Entine, and I am going to speak to you about the Pisces new moon that arrives on February 27th, 2025, and it is set for 7:45 p.m. in Eastern Standard Time, and as I do with the lunar events, I set them for Washington, D.C., Well, this is a very hard forecast for me to give because, quite frankly, it is showing a tremendous amount of information that relates to politics. And I have seen it in my own mind. It is very difficult for me to speak it now into this particular forecast. So, what I will say is that if you are reading Substack and you see my post, "The Simmering Soup Boils Over," it is seen in this chart. Because what I was talking about in that particular post was the fact that Mars in Cancer would be going direct on Sunday, the 23rd, and that post contains the information about when Mars was in Cancer originally, moved into Leo, and then went backwards and back into Cancer, until it got to 17 degrees and then went direct. So we have that same 17 degrees still there. It takes a while for it to get off 17. And it is now in the new moon featured in the 10th house, which is the public life. It is the government. It is the most prominent planet in the chart, being in the waxing cardinal house right above us. And it is the only planet on the rising side of the chart, which comes from the bottom midnight, goes up to the ascendant and up to the midheaven. And that's where Mars is. And so it makes it extremely strong. And this is the energy that as it moves forward now is bringing the anger of people of a country, not just this country, but people of a country that feel that they're being threatened in their basic need for feeling secure, protected, and safe in their own home and in their country. So, if you aren't watching any news and you do not know what's going on anyway, so it would be, you know, fruitless for me to describe it. And some people might not be seeing the same thing, and that's the emphasis of Pisces. The Mars energy in Cancer relates to, this is an incredible number of planets and asteroid, and Centaur. No, that's just a centaur. No, it's also an asteroid, but she's a dwarf planet now. Ceres is in Pisces at 1 degree. That is the, you know, the goddess of the grains, right? The nurturer fighting for her child. There is the sun and moon at 9 Pisces. And then the Centaur Nessus at 18 is conjunct Saturn at 20, but Saturn is now moving away from Nessus. There's been a Saturn-Nessus conjunction for a very long time. And what this is, Nessus, is the centaur that was given a task and given a reward, and when he took his reward, he was shot by the solar hero, Hercules. It is interesting that in a new moon, the sun and moon are together, and the sun is the conscious self-expression, whereas the moon is the instinctive reaction to the environment, its feelings. It's based on feelings, and it doesn't think before it has its reaction. So Pisces, okay, is a very interesting sign. We've been talking about it because the sun went into Pisces recently, and what we have here is a sign that can be very spiritual, very creative. You know, this is the fish swimming up. And then the other part is toxic, secret, and also escapist behaviors. So here's a new moon that can go either way. And the sun is what I believe Hercules is representing, the solar hero. And this is the personality, and it takes a long time for someone to adopt their personal, it's out there in the world, expression. You know, they used to call Leo, they used to talk about it more like this, that it's the sign of the actor or actress, which they also call actor now. And so that persona is more or less true, and it can also be very attached to the role it plays, so that it's hard to shift out of it. And so when we think about the role that's being played with Pisces, being also the sign of the spine, of this, that is, you know, impersonating, or the chameleon-like aspect of being able to shift and change the identity to suit the situation or circumstance. This is not something that's generally discussed anymore, but was really discussed a lot when I was learning about astrology in the 1970s. So here we've got this new moon in this sign, and we know that there are people believing different things, deeply believing different things from each other. So we've got this fluctuation of the identity here. What is the identity? What is real? And what is, you know, fantasy? And this is part of what this new moon is bringing us to look at. And it's in the world, yes, but it's also in our personal lives. So here the solar hero is having Nessus also in Pisces, all right? So it's close enough to be in a conjunction also to this new moon. Will Nessus take care of dealing with the betrayal of the solar hero? Because that's what happens. Hercules takes his poison arrow and shoots Nessus for doing what he said he could do after doing this favor for Hercules. And Hercules is with is on the other shore of a river, and Nessus is with the wife of Hercules, and he's now got poisoned blood, and he's slowly dying. And he tells her, because, you know, Hercules has been a man about town, he tells her, you can take some of my blood and give it to him in a potion or something like that, and he will be faithful to you. Well, the bottom line is, it turns Hercules into a suffering soul because he has this potion. And yes, he's not going to be cheating on his wife anymore, but he's also in excruciating agony with an incurable skin condition of burning and all of this. And he finally begs the gods to let him go, let him die. So this is why I'm saying that Nessus finally manages to kill the solar hero, you know, get me out of my pain. And, you know, he's got a goddess or a mother, and she puts him up in the sky as a constellation. That's what they like to do to reward. Here, you can be a constellation. Great. It's a kind of immortality, right? So this is what we're looking at, a Nessus connection to this fluctuating identity of the solar energy and the instinctive response as well. Saturn is sitting also, this Nessus Saturn, with Mercury in Pisces. So we are really deep in Pisces learning for this new moon. And for us also to see that the North Node is in Pisces, we're supposed to try to find how to evolve into that most positive part. But right now, the ruler, Neptune, is with the North Node. And Neptune can also go either way. And Pisces is dissolving and deceptive and fantasy, but also it's receiving the psychic knowing. Pisces can do this also. So what are you going to do is really the question here. Where are you going to be with this? There is a grand trine in water. Water, again, the feelings, nature of water, the vulnerabilities of water. Mars at 17 of Cancer is in a trine to Vesta in Scorpio. And Vesta is that asteroid goddess. That is a priestess energy. She is the keeper of the hearth, the home, and will fight for what she holds dear. So here's this Mars energy in Cancer, my security. Here's this Vesta in Scorpio, Scorpio ruling in Washington. It's in the House of Finance, that is usually Taurus, but it is also the financial aspects of loans, insurance, and your inheritance issues, and resources of others, shared resources, and income tax. It is those kinds of areas that this Vesta is going to be looking at. I mean, you know, something like Social Security and Medicare. These are, well, Social Security isn't federal money. Medicare is spending, yes. But these things are involved now in this trine to Mars that's going to fight for security. And that is also in the trine aspect to several of these Pisces planets. Sun, Moon are in orb of Mars. Nessus is more directly, and so is Saturn. And then we go out a little further to include Mercury. So this is a stellium, as they might say, and still should say, in Pisces. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 planets. A centaur, Ceres, the dwarf planet, the North Node. This is a major point. And we can look at the flow of feelings, I think, in our personal life. This is very important for us as a time to receive. Again, receive what you need to know, how you can be safer in your own self, even if you can't be as safe as you thought you might have been in the outer world, instead of going into the deep depth of the depression and the deep sea dive of Pisces that could be negative for you in general, you can try to get the information through that feelings. I feel this is what I must, I know this is the way, I know that I must lift myself up, and this is how. Now, helping us out is Jupiter, not in terms of Pisces, because it's squaring the Pisces, but Jupiter is in Gemini. It wants to lift your thinking. It wants to expand what you are experiencing as information, and it is in a sextile to Venus in Aries. So it is possible for you to invigorate yourself and even perhaps your state of being in terms of your finance. Venus and Jupiter benefits, and having Venus in the seventh house in Washington is legal matters. And this is where you may be finding yourself lifted, is through the Jupiter energy in the sextile to Venus. Venus would be squaring Saturn. It's a little far. I mean, Jeff Green always gave 10 degrees, in which case it is squaring. Many don't. They'll only give 5 or something for personal planets, so then it doesn't square. But it is something that is interesting because Mars rules Aries, so even in the square there's an understanding. Maybe there is a need to act, but get the sense of it, get the feelings about it, get the information you need, Jupiter in Gemini, the beneficial thinking and info, so that you can take the action, Venus in Aries, and have it be helpful for you. Pluto, at 2 degrees of Aquarius, is with Pallas Athena, and she is the wisdom warrior. So the Aquarius energy is also valuable in the downloading of intuition and this wisdom of how to act. Pallas Athena is there. So you've got this backup support, you know, and you've got the fact that things are changing in a harmonious way at times with Uranus in Taurus sextile, the Saturn, Nessus, Mercury, Node, Neptune. There may be some ways to feel good about what you can possibly achieve or some of the changes you can make that will benefit you. So when you're looking at your personal life, that's what you have. That's where you are in this moment. You are in your universe spot. There was a kind of a affirmation from Louise Hay, who was the most famous initiator of our understanding of the fact that our thoughts are creating situations in our physical body and then in our life. And she had affirmations for things, and one of them is a blanket one that just keeps declaring that where I am right now, I'm, you know, okay, it's all good, everything's fine, I'm perfect, whole, and complete, you know, this is the way. The wife of Phil Moran and the Unity Movement had a very powerful affirmation that cured her incurable tuberculosis. And this was again, you know, every cell of my body is filled with light, or actually she said it's the light of the Christ now shines forth. through every cell of my body, and I am perfect, whole, and complete. She was also using that declaration, and she did not, she cured her incurable tuberculosis. People are able to do these things, but we don't have that faith in it. And Pisces is about faith. So North Node in Pisces, have faith in your power of your words. Have faith in the power of your thoughts. And, you know, be able to give yourself the comfort that you seek, so to speak. And when you're doing your affirmations, look at the places you want to feel this faith and make those your intentions as we go through this coming lunar cycle. This is the birth of the new lunar cycle. And so I have a million things I want to say looking at this loaded sixth house in Washington. Some house everywhere is loaded. This is the people's jobs and the workers and, you know, all that stuff. But I will finish with that thought of the faith being the direction. And I will say goodbye for now.